Blog Talk Radio.
I've been doing some thinking lately, and I know and believe that God still works miracles. Yet I'm so very, very grateful for what some call the simple things. I just want to take a moment here. This is my prayer. Listen.
I acknowledge that you're in control. There's nothing too hard for you to handle. I believe you can do anything. Your word says so. No limits even come close to your dominion. Oh, oh, oh.
I don't have to see you move the mountain.
I don't need.
I don't need to see you part the way.
Every day you keep on.
Radio Blog Talk broadcast of The Word is Right in conjunction with Past Generation Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, member of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert R. Sanders. Second, top of the afternoon going into the evening on this Thursday, February 16th. I know many of you all are waiting on your income tax return, but please be advised that the floodgates are open. So many of you who have not filed your taxes, you need to file them. Don't waste no time. The longer you wait, you know, it's always a 21-day processing period before everything comes. So if you got earned income credit, use your own children and or going to school, use your own school. And that way you don't make it hard for the rest of us that are doing things the right way. How about that? Hey, listen, listen, listen. We need to talk about something that's very important. A lot of young people are being killed, especially here in Chicago. The numbers have gone up. They have not decreased at all with the lack of killings that have taken place. But one of the most important things that I am learning that is so essential and very efficient for you is that a lot of young people are dying and families do not have life insurance policy on their child and or children. Throughout all of the killings and murders that's taking place, it's costing a lot of money. And then the crazy part is that, you know, the families don't have life insurance. A lot of people think it's a luxury. Well, life insurance is basically protection not only for the person that need it, but also as the family. A lot of people don't understand. That's why you have so many commercials that are pushing life insurance, because you literally cause a stress financially on yourself, on your loved ones, and, you know, a lot of other responsibilities that are really not for other people. They step in to help you out. If we remember last year, the young man, well, year before last, Tyshawn Lee, that was murdered where he lived. And from what we understood, from what the media said and GoFundMe page had said, that the mother, you know, solicited help because she didn't have life insurance. The funeral home, from what we know, took over the payments, and they went on ahead and did it. But the money that she was given, she bought a car. She said that she needed protection from from what was going on, and she didn't want to be a victim because she had other children she had to tend to. And then she went to Vegas for whatever reason. I don't know. But life insurance is not to be flashy because you pay those premiums every month. And when you pay those premiums every month, you know, that's protecting you. This is why you need to be or be with, you know, get an agent that will show you how it is for life, to get life insurance policy. My mom and my grandmother, they had a life insurance policy. If they didn't have it, it would have been a burden to me because when you're dealing with the life insurance policy, you're protecting yourself as well as the interests of your family. Young people, my broadcast is geared to those that are 16 years of age, or however young you have a baby, whether you're 14, 15, or 16, until at least you're 30. You need to have life insurance for your children. Now, when you all lay down and have these babies, you need to secure their life because if anything happens, be it they go to school and something happened, they get shot or a stray bullet come out of nowhere, you know, people worried about, oh, well, I think your child ought to go to this school. Look, these kids are getting shot in the house. So it's not just at school, it's in the house. It is so important for you to have a life insurance policy. That way your family is not stressed out. You stress yourself out. For some reason in the African-American community, we don't want no life insurance. We think, oh, that's a luxury item for the white people. No, it's not. Because when my mom and my grandmother got sick, well, what I had to deal with, I don't even want to imagine. I had to tell my daddy. My father is 72 years old because he was so in an addictive state that he would rather die drunk and put him in an unmarked grave for $255. I mean, we need to come out of that. Let me share my experience when my mom and grandmother had life insurance. My mom was a functioning addict. She did not really know much about my grandmother's financial estate until she started going through papers and all that stuff. A lot of times, older people would put stuff sealed where in case something happened to you, here's my business, here's my life insurance, it's up to date, you know, it's not behind, it's not canceled, you know, it's not on a double pay. But the life insurance covers because the cost of a funeral accelerates. And then a lot of people, some people are not knowledgeable of how to be able to prepare for their loved one in case of an accidental death. I read the insurance policy, the funeral home bill. I had a choice to either embalm my grandmother or just have a funeral the same day, few minutes service, and then take to the cemetery. Because it costs, the funeral homes cost money. They charge you for picking up the body, whether it's from the morgue or the hospital morgue. That's about, in some states, $300 to $500 for transportation. Now you've got time to try to come up with the money that you need to make the necessary arrangements. I had to go into the funeral home, and when I went into the funeral home, I had to fill it out. The contract. The funeral home have contracts. In the contract, it asks you, do you want embalming fluid or don't you want embalming fluid? Do you want to do cremation or not? To store the body into the funeral home, all of that's included if there's an additional stay outside of the normality of that body being in that funeral home. And then I had to go and buy clothes. Well, needless to say, they had an outfit that was there, very pretty pink outfit with the black lining. And they charged me $95 for the dress. Okay. I had her teeth because she had false teeth at the top. I had to go home, get the false teeth, bring it back to the funeral home. I had to take a picture of how she had her hair when she was living because my grandmother had long hair. She had long hair down her back. And she didn't wear a lot of makeup. You know, she would wear powder. You know, I told them don't put no red lipstick on a fuchsia. I don't know what's wrong with some funeral homes. They always think the black folks want to wear red and fuchsia. I don't know. So I had to choose the casket. The casket cost $1,900. Okay, that was on there. And then I had to go back, you know, bring the slip, the bra, the undergarment, the stockings. I didn't have to bring shoes if I wanted to or not. So I had to dress her the same way. But a lot of it I had to bring. So now by the time I got through, my mom instructed me where and how much to spend. And after the funeral car, my grandmother's little raggedy sisters, they wanted, oh, well, I need a car because it's my grieving sister. Oh, and all that foolishness. My whole thing is, okay, that's another $250. The limo service cars, they cost. They're not free. They're not costly. You may get one car, but if you need additional, it depending on the funeral home, it's anywhere from $250 to maybe $400 per vehicle for a vehicle to go to get the set of kids, get a vehicle for the sisters, the brothers, the great, whatever. I mean, it costs money. So now, by the time you get through, depending on what the cost of a funeral is, you had a whole lot of money. Now, when this young man got killed, that young lady had well enough money to cover the funeral expenses as well as put something aside for the other children if she wanted to set up a trust, not to go blow the money on Zuzu's and Wham Wham and then somebody else take up the bill, because that's being selfish. Let me go on here and type in the average cost of a funeral. See, these are things that you have to learn, and for us as African Americans, we don't want to learn nothing. We want everybody to give it to us. Nobody owes you anything because it's not fair. For now, as of September 14th, today, the average North American traditional funeral costs between $7,000 to $10,000. And it all depends, like I said, on the services at the funeral home, burial in a crematorium, and the installation of a headstone. That costs additionally. That costs more money. So, and depending on the funeral home service, it costs a lot of money. The funeral home charges $6,000, but the average family often spends close to $10,000. You see the necessity of having a funeral, having a life insurance policy, and it's all said, well, and done. But depending on the family or depending on the person, a lot of times preachers who are big name and big wig, they casket cost about $10,000 to $15,000 for a bronze, gold, silver, you know, platinum casket. That stuff costs money. For a simple casket, unless you go online and you type in casket warehouse, where you can probably get a little cheaper. But you got to have the cash already. They're not talking about, oh, send it to the funeral home and we'll pay through the property. Uh-uh. You got to pay for that thing if you go onto a warehouse, a casket warehouse site, and get the casket for maybe $300 or $400. I would say maybe $200 to maybe $800 cheaper, depending on the type that you're getting. Because there's a lot that comes with the casket. You get a regular casket where it seals and protects the body from getting damaged or whatever so soon. Some of them just will go and they'll have not even a fanfare casket. They'll just go ahead and fanfare service, I should say, and they'll just put them in a nice little cheap thing for like $500 or $600, put them in the grave and call it there. Ain't no seal or nothing. So by the time rain, dirt, and everything get on it, the body already messed up. This is why it's essential for you to have a life insurance policy, because then you leave your family behind, and then while they're trying to scoop up coins and nickels and dimes and drain their bank account and go to public aid and Social Security. Public aid only going to give you, or Social Security only going to give you less than $300. The minimum is $255. So now you stuck with the other bill. So the $255 minus what the funeral home bill, you're talking about $255 minus $10,000. You still got to come up with some more money. You're talking about another $9,000. So when you have that, and if you already know if your family got money or not, they ain't got no money. Because guess what they got to do? They got to go ask somebody, brother so-and-so, can you help donate to the funeral? So-and-so didn't have no policy, and I don't have no money. And then you got all this. Then God forbid, if they're not a member of a church, they sitting up there, and they doing what? The church, well, they wasn't a member here. See, you going through all of that. When you dealing with that kind of you know, situation, you got to have it. Young people, you all are young. Y'all having these babies so early. But the minute you have your child, you need to be getting Gerber. Call Gerber, hello, and take out. If you can go spend $100 or more on your hair, it ain't going to hurt you to spend $10 a month or less for your child to at least have a $10,000 policy. You blow money on Zuzu and Wham Wham. Y'all go in there, you buy makeup from the dollar store. Y'all spend more money at the dollar store and the beauty supply store, but you can't pay for a life insurance policy to bury your child just in case that child gets hurt. That's the purpose. So it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Now, I know you said, well, Dr. Sanders, it costs a lot of money. No, it doesn't. You have so many life insurances out here, agents and whatnot, that you can choose from. One of the pastors that we know, he's a broker. You need to talk to Superintendent Harvey Burnett. He is a broker for several life insurance companies, and they would give you an affordable price for you to have life insurance. If you're walking around and don't have life insurance, you're a dummy and you're an idiot because you're putting the pressure on your family. And that doesn't make any sense. This is what you do. So when the young lady got all that money on GoFundMe, guess what happened? The funeral home that sat down with that money, we never saw a report to say the funeral home took care of it. Father Flager helped her with the GoFundMe. People were sending money to help her out. But now you took advantage of people because you want to do what you want to do because that's what you thought you wanted to do. But you didn't even sell your store. The city, then you waiting on the accident. They have this program where it's a victim's fund where the city, because it was an accident and it wasn't nothing intentional, we go, look how long y'all wait for that. And then if you don't pay off the funeral home, they will hold the body at that funeral home and charge you per day to store. I know it because I dealt with Gatlin and A.A. Rayner. I promise you. So my whole thing is, it's not off me talking top of my head. I never come to you with my feelings. I'm telling you what I went through. So now a lot of funeral homes have packages where you can prepay your funeral in advance and be able to do what you need to do because your child needs, you need to have a policy. If you go and go to all these little restaurants and buy all this crazy food and spend money on stuff, you need to take some of that money every month, $10 here, $10, even if you collect the welfare. If you collecting cash benefits, pay that thing up, get you a part-time job in case welfare decides to cut you off and just give you food stamps and medical card, you'll be able to have something for that child. Because there's too many of our children walking around with no life insurance policy. And then they got to sit up and tell the news, well, I didn't have none because I'm poor. Now the news got to say, if y'all want to help, once again, you got folks wanting their money to help you out, which you could have done what you need to do. Okay, now, how much is a casket? Let's go back. Typically, they constructed of metal wood, fiberboard, fiberglass, or plastic. Although an average casket costs slightly more than $2,000, some mahogany, bronze, and copper caskets sell for as much as $10,000. Now, you see why you need life insurance? Instant caskets cost a little cheaper depending. How much does a burial plot cost? Well, it all depends on where you're going. But this is how it goes. Some cemeteries have their own package. But now, here's a burial plot, $4,000. Grave digging, $600. Grave liner, $1,000. Headstone, $1,500. Unless you go online and get one online for like maybe less than $300, all depends. That's what it costs because your loved one cannot stay at the funeral home. I do understand that it feels as if your loved one is still there, although they're gone because their presence, their spirit is gone, but because their body is yet around, it still makes you feel like you're connected to them until you get to that cemetery or the crematorium. It's a whole different thing. Don't put yourself or the stress of your family because you don't want to get a life insurance policy. Nobody's telling you to get $1 million. Nobody's telling you to get $500,000. If you get at least a $20,000 policy, then your family won't be stressed, because insurance is essential for you. Now, what is the cost of cremation? Now, let me tell you about how much does it cost to have a cremation funeral. Well, the average cost, depending on the state of cremation, with services handled through a funeral home, of course, the cremation and funeral home, they got the one hand washes the other, and both hand wash the face. And they're not doing no favors for free. A funeral home is between $2,000 to $4,000. If these same services are handled directly through a crematorium, you can expect to pay between $1,500 to $3,000. That means if you cut out the middleman, which is the funeral home, and just go straight to the crematorium, but you keep the body at the funeral home, the funeral home is going to charge you a transportation fee to get the transportation of the body to the crematorium. That's how that works. So you come out cheaper by $1,000 or $500 at the most, depending on whose crematorium it is. Like I said, it depends on the state you live in. Okay? Now, what is the average of cremation cost? Well, the cremation typically ranges from $2,000 to $4,000 if arranged through a funeral home, $1,500 to $3,000. Okay? How much does it cost to bury a person? Typically, let me help you out. Depending on the cemetery. The typical traditional funeral followed by body burial in a cemetery needs between $7,000 to $10,000. A typical funeral service that results in the body being cremated runs about $3,000. Okay, the basics. Okay, what to do when you can't afford to bury someone? You partner with several different, areas that you can. The economy has slowed. Families have been forced. And financial reasons, you put stress on your family. You're not thinking. It's called, to me, sticking thinking, because I don't care. You worry about somebody wants your money. Anybody spend your money, you ain't got nobody to die with. You put your family under stress. And that will, in turn, make them want to kick your behind, although you're dead, because you're putting them under your pride of not getting a policy. Now, let's go on down. So when you're dealing with this, it is important. A lot of CHIP families do not have blacks. For some reason, African Americans are so freaking stubborn that they feel, I don't need one. I'm going to live until I'm 199. Well, guess what? You're going to get sick. And that illness, God forbid, may take your butt right up on out of here. Why? Because you fail to do what makes sense to your family. You cause your family to be in duress. You cause your family to be under stress. So the whole thing about it is that, when it comes out to be prepared, you're not prepared. You literally are not prepared. Why are you not prepared? Because you're doing what you feel you want to do. And that's the bad part, because being in the funeral, I worked as an agent before, as an insurance agent. I had families that didn't want to pay the policy. They did not want to pay a policy. My husband had to tell my daddy, and I had to tell my father. He was 69 then. I said, Dad, you in and out the hospital. You consistently got health problems. And on top of that, particularly, you have an addiction problem, to alcohol. So now, what is your theory of me? What you expect me to go to my in-laws and ask my father-in-law to loan me some money because of what you didn't want to do? He didn't say nothing. So my husband got a hold of him because I got frustrated talking to him because I don't know if I was talking to him about alcohol. So the thing about it is that I'm talking to somebody that's sitting up all these years, 60-some years, and did not have not one policy. Not one policy. Not one. And he almost died twice. I had to make that black man that looked like Smokey Robinson get a policy. I mean, I'm like, this is crazy. He walking around and no policy. And then I got a half-brother and a crazy cousin. Well, we want to know Who gonna get the stuff? I am, stupid, because number one, I got power over everything. Fight me if you want. But that's exactly what I had to look out for, the protection of him. We pay it faithfully every month. Ain't nobody getting a dime because we ain't worried about no dime. It's going to cost money. So whatever God's life for him to be here on this earth, it's going to cost some money. I'm trying to keep the man alive. Y'all worried about record players and stereos and reel-to-reels and LPs and 45s. For what? Who got life insurance policy? Oh, y'all are yelling in. See what I'm talking about? This is what causes problems with my family. We have to stop being slothful in our thinking. We have to stop being lazy in our actions. You have so many insurance policies that are out here that are available to the people. And when you don't sit up and don't take care of your business and you put the stress on your family, and a lot of parents, well, I ain't still living out, they ain't gonna mean nothing. You don't ever think that life is gonna be great to you. Because if you die, your family gotta sit up here and go through all the changes of trying to find out how to at least cremate you because they don't have no money. Because guess what they're doing? They're taking the money from what they gotta take care of out their bills, making their bills very much is Superintendent Burnett available? Your husband, is he available? You make the family gotta stop paying their mortgage, stop paying their car note, stop paying their bills to bury your butt because you too selfish and what your needs are is much more important than what your family's needs are. That's simple-minded thinking. That is very simple-minded thinking. And that's when you do that, you put pressure on your family, and it doesn't make it right. And so when you're doing that, you have options. There are choices. Young girls, 14, 15, 16, having babies. And the first thing you do when you get pregnant, you run to the welfare office and you need food stamps, you need a medical card, you need cash. Well, on that cash, take out $20 a month and put a life insurance policy on your baby. And that's the crazy thing, because you leave the families in destitute. Then you sit up boo-hoo snotting and crying, and then you go, but see, you ain't prepared. You wonder why white folks got big old 10-foot tall headstones. They've been paying cards on them kids when they was born. It makes no sense. And the crazy part is, Superintendent Burnett is a broker. He's an insurance broker. I'm on my broadcast, and I just wanted for you to emphasize the importance, because there are so many families, particularly young people, that don't have life insurance on their children. And we're getting ready to close out in a minute, but Superintendent Burnett deals with that. And so it's important to have life insurance. It's no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. Am I right, Superintendent Burnett?
Absolutely. Many people, far too many, don't understand that life insurance, especially at younger ages, the costs are very minimal. You can have a policy for less than maybe a pizza a month. You can get a very substantial life insurance policy and one with a solid, strong company, and that's the other part. And I represent quite a few of them.
Where can they email you at, and what contact number can they reach you at?
They can call me at area code 309-648-5351, and they can also email me at Dunamis1, that's D-U-N-A-M as in Mary, I-S as in Sam, 1, at netzero.com.
Thank you so much.
Take any all calls. Do comparison. You can find me on Facebook at Dunamis Insurance, and also on the web at wix.com/Dunamis Insurance.
Amen. Thank you so much. Stand by. So young people, with all the shootings that happen up here and a lot of parents in school, if you can go to the store to buy all the hair you want and all the makeup you got to have, and all of the food that you want to buy. You all going for Valentine's Day, y'all spent almost $100 on a meal. But now when your child gets hurt and they lose their life, then you have nothing to cover. You put pressure not only on yourself, but other people that have other responsibilities and obligations to take out the time because you didn't want to get a policy. The way that the world is right now, we have more young people in grammar school and high school that are being gunned down more so than people that are fully grown old. So young people, take a clue. I'm not fussing at you. I'm letting you know because I'm seeing it happen too much on the television shows, our news media, and to turn around, the family don't have no insurance. Then everybody want to go to GoFundMe. You got one person donate $1. Well, a dollar ain't nothing. You're talking about at least $10,000 for a funeral, and that's we ain't talking about the burial. That's outside, depending on the nature of the funeral home and that particular business. Thank you for listening. We will tune in to you later. God bless.